Today's daf is Vachim daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and we are four lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, the last daf in Perek HaShoichet V'Amaylos. At the end of yesterday's daf, we saw Rabbi Loza Shita. Blaza said, Af ha-menaseich me-ha-chag b'chag b'chutz chayev. That not only is someone that sheichet u-mayla v'zoyrek, etc., etc., b'chutz chayev, but even someone that does nisoch ha-mayim, albeit on sukkis b'chutz, somebody like that is going to be chayev koros as well. And we spoke out some raid yesterday. We saw the tchivas ha-sugya as it relates to nisoch ha-mayim b'chutz. Today we're going to complete the sugya. We'll do the latter part again. Nisoch ha-mayim b'chutz, Rabbi Loza Shita, that you're going to be chayav. But really, before we see this morning's daf, we need a very little bit of an introduction. That is, there were two types of nesachim that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. One was brought very often, as in every day. The other one was brought on Sukkos. The one that was brought every day was the nisoch ha-yayim. The one that was brought on Sukkos was the nisoch ha-mayim. So there were certain required nesachim. Parsha of Nesachim, interestingly, is in Parsha Shlach. In fact, it's the very first Parsha mentioned in the Torah right after the Shlach begins with the Chet HaMeraglim, the very next Parsha, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer. Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yomar t'alep, kisalayu al Eretz Moshe v'yisayichem asher ani noisin lachem. When you're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, v'asisem isha l'Hashem oylo oyzevach, etc., etc. Says the Torah, v'hikriv ha-makriv korbonei l'Hashem mincha, soyles yisorein bolo berviyas ahin shaman. And then there's pasuk after pasuk after pasuk that describes the Nesachim, specifically the Nesach HaYah. This pasuk's not talking about the Nesach HaMayim. In fact, it's not even clear what the remez is to Nisach HaMayim. Could be there's a man that holds Nisach HaMayim is only with the Rabbanon. Halachal Moshe Misinai Unsocher, that the Torah says by the Musafin of the sixth day of Sukkot. So this Parsha of Nesachim, of course, is talking about the Nisach HaYayin. And it's mentioned in Parsha Shlach. We'll see a little bit later in the daf why, but the Torah, when it introduces the mitzvah of Nesachim, it prefaces it with the following words, Kisavayu el Eretz Moshe Vaseichem Asher Ani Noisim Lachem. And the literal translation of the words in the Torah would suggest that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, there was no mitzvah of Nesachim. It was a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. Kisavayu al eretz moish v'yseichem asher ani noisim lochem. It's only then that you're going to have a mitzvah of Nesachim. Either way, that is an idea that we will see will very much be the topic of the first part of the daf. Zot, the Gemara, a braisa, tana rabbanon, ha-menaseich shloishes lugin mayim b'chag b'chotz. If somebody is menaseich three lugim of mayim on sukkis, Bachutz chayev. Rabbi Loza Oimer, in Milon l'shem chag, chayev. If the water was niskadish l'shem chag, you're chayev. Otherwise, you're not going to be chayev. So in the price of this, clearly a machloikis. A machloikis between the anonymous Tana, the Tana Kama, and Rabbi Loza. What the machloikis is also anonymous. It's very unclear. Ha-menaseich shloishes lugim mayim b'chag b'chutz chayev. If someone's menaseich three lugim of mayim b'chutz is chayev, Rabbi Loza says, only if you were milon l'shem chag. And because this machlokes is so sosum, the Gemara is going to bring three opinions amongst Amirayim, what exactly the beer of the machlokes was. Says the Gemara, my benai, omra, nachem, my yitzchok, b'yeishir, b'mayim, komifke. We saw already in yesterday's daf that the shir nisach hayayin was shloishes lugim. Based on that, it would reason that the shir nisach hamayim would be shloishes lugim as well. And the Gemara is assuming that everybody agrees that there's a shir of shloishes lugim by nisach hamayim. The question is that a minimum shir? Or is that also a maximum share? Meaning that's pasha, you can't have less than shloishes lugim mayim. What about more than shloishes lugim mayim? Is that okay or is that not okay? L'may nafkemina. If somebody was mekadesh in a kli shareis more than three lugim of mayim, is that mayim going to be kaddish or not? If it's okay to have more than three lugim of mayim, it's going to be niskadesh. If it's not okay to have more than three lugim of mayim, it's not going to be niskadesh. In order to be chayiv bachotz, the thing that you are makriv has to be something that was roi. So in the context of Nisach HaMayim, it would have to be Mayim that was Niskadish L'Shem Nisach HaMayim. Otherwise, it's like Shechtin Chulin. Otherwise, it's not Ro'oi Lefnim. If it's not Ro'oi Lefnim, you're not over El Pesachoy or Moy Loi Heviyoy. And as a result, it's Pasha, you're not going to be Chayiv. So said Rav Nachum Yitzchak, you know what the Machloikis is? The Machloikis is if somebody was Mekadish more than three Lugim, and then he was menasech et pachotz. Is he chayev or is he not chayev? And what's the shayla talian? Is three lugim a maximum share or is it only a minimum share? If it's a maximum share, then the halacha is going to be potter. Because being that you're mekadesh more than three lugim, and more than three lugim is too much. It comes out the klicharis was never makadash it. It comes out you a menasech mayim that was not ro'i lovi lufnim as a result. If you maila that pachutz, you're going to be potter. If, however, three lugim is not a maximum share, it's only a minimum share, so it wasn't skadash. It wasn't skadash. There's no reason they shouldn't be chayiv b'chutz. Again, it's not clear in the literal words of Rabbi Lazar and the Tana Kama that that's what they're arguing. Nothing's clear in terms of what exactly they said. Thus, we have no choice, says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, to make an akimta and say that this was what the machlekes is. Rav Papa says, "Berkarvu nusachem b'midbar pliki." Something else. In other words, everybody holds yesh shir l'may. Everybody agrees that just like three lugim is a minimum share, three lugim is a maximum share as well. And based on that, if somebody is mekadesh more than three lugim of mayim, it's not niskadish. If it's not niskadish, it's technically not roi lovi lefnim. So if you're menasichet, bachot, even on sukkis, it wasn't roi lovi el pesach oimoid. As a result, you should be potter. Stating that, tainas the gemara, it could be you would be chayv. And that's based on the idea that nisachim were brought on a bamas yachid once the yidin entered Eretz Yisrael. On a bamas yachid, there was no klisharis. Being that there was no klisharis, there was a concept then of nesachim that didn't involve a klisharis. Once you find a concept of nesachim that doesn't involve a klisharis, I can tell you that if you were mekadesh more than three lugim, the klisharis wasn't mekadesh it because it's too much. Klisharis is only mekadesh as a roi. But I have precedence that you could be menasech v'hakadosh baruch hu even without Kiddush Klisharis. If that's the case, then I should be Chayev B'chutz as well. Now, what's that Talion? Whether or not a Yachid, when he brought a carbon on his Bama, brought Nesachim or didn't bring Nesachim, that's Talion another Shiloh. B'karvu Nesachim B'midbar. This is the long Rashi. We're speaking this out Baal Peh. It's Talion whether Karvu Nesachim B'midbar. Whether or not they brought Nesachim in the Midbar. What's that Talion? The Pasuk that we started with. Because when the Pasuk introduces the mitzvah of Nesachim, it says, Kisavayu Aleretz Moshvay Seichem Asher Ani Noisim Lachem. At first glance, it sounds like there was no Nesachim in Midbar. Nesachim was from the mitzvahs Hatluyas Bar. Stating that, it's Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. There is an opinion that holds that really they did bring Nesachim in the Midbar. What then does it mean when it says, Kisavayu Aleretz Moshvay Seichem? It's referring to a carbon yachid. That a yachid didn't have Nesachim in the Midbar. A yachid was going to have Nesachim in Eretz Yisrael. Even on a bamas yachid, there was going to be a din for the yachid to go ahead and bring Nesachim. If, however, you hold like karvu Nesachim in Midbar, like the pashup shan in the pasuk, then there's no gilui anywhere in the pasuk that the yachid who brought a carbon on the bamas yachid would bring Nesachim. Maybe not. What then does the Torah mean when it says Kisavayu L'Eretz Moshvei Seichem, the whole mitzvah of Nesachim? Meaning if you hold Karvu Nesachim B'Midbar, so what does the Torah mean when it says when you go to Eretz Yisrael you're going to bring Nesachim? They were already Karvu Nesachim B'Midbar. It's talking to the Yachid. If you hold like Karvu Nesachim B'Midbar, then the Yachid didn't bring. What does that have to do with us? If you hold that the Yachid brought Nesachim in Eretz Yisrael on the Bamas Yachid, because when it says Kisavayu L'Eretz Moshvei Seichem, it's talking to the Yachid. It can't be talking to Klal Yisrael as a whole, because Karvu Nesachim B'Midbar. If that's the case, so it comes out there is a Hechit Timtso where there was Nesachim that was brought even without Kiddush Klisharis. So even if you're going to tell me that more than Shloshes Lugim is too much, as a result the Klisharis can't be Mekadesh, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be Chayiv B'chutz. Because there's precedence for such a Hakrava, albeit on a Bamas Yachid. That's enough to say that you're going to be Chayiv. Now, the truth is that even if the Yachid brought Nesachim on the Bamas Yachid, he only brought Yayim. He didn't bring Mayim. What we're saying then is that just like you find that the Yachid on the Bamas Yachid brought Nischeyayin, even though it was never Niskadesh by Klisharis, because there was no Klisharis on the Bamas Yachid, it would be true for Nisach HaMayim as well. And that segues into the third Pshat. Ravino Amar B'Lamedim Nisach HaMayim Nisach HaYayin Pligi. It could be everybody holds that three lugim is too, more than three lugim is too much. It could be everybody holds that Karvur Nisachim B'Midbar, meaning that the Yachid did bring Nisach, but he only brought Yayin, he didn't bring Mayim. It could be it's still a shaila whether or not that would translate into the laws of Nisuch HaMayim. So Nisuch HaYayim B'chutz, maybe theoretically that's something that would be shayach to the idea of Halos Chutz. Because even if you did it in a way where it wasn't a Skadosh B'Klisharis, but there's precedence for Nisuch HaMayim without Kiddush Klisharis. Where's the precedence? The Yachid on the Bamas Yachid. But there's no precedence for Nisuch HaMayim. So do we say if it's true for Nisuch HaYayim, it's true for Nisuch HaMayim as well? Do we not? Maybe that's totally in the Machloikis that we saw yesterday, where the Nisuch HaMayim is learned out from Insocher, it's learned out from Nisuch HaYayin. It's a Chayvas Karbon like Nisuch HaYayin is, or maybe it's an independent halacha. It's not even a Chayvas Karbon, it's a Chayvas HaYayin, like Reb Chaim said. It's learned out from Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Either way, a very similar braisa. Tan Rabbono, Namanasich Shloisha Lugin Yayin Bachot. So the first braisa was discussing Hamanasich Shloisha Lugin Mayim. This braisa is discussing Hamanasich Shloisha Lugin Yayin. It has to be niskadish b'kli. Again, my beinayu, very similar machloikis. Machloikis is if you can count the foam that would build up. We're talking about yayin. So if you pour wine, there can be foam on top. Whether that's included in the kiddush, that's not included in the kiddush. Meaning, are you chayev for the birutzim, or are you not going to be chayev for that? Rav Breider Rav Amar Karvu Nesachim Bebama Ikemina. The machlekes is whether they brought Nesachim Bebama ubeplukt the Tani Tanoi. The Tani learned to the Brisa. In other words, it's talking about were you mekadesh more than three logim, similar to what we just spoke out regarding Nisuch HaMayim. The question is that a problem? There is a maximum share of Shleishas Lugim, but at the same time, if this precedence for Hanisuch HaYayin that doesn't involve a Klisharis, then it wouldn't bother me that you put more than three Lugim into the Klisharis, because even though the Klisharis wasn't Mekadosh, I don't need Kiddush for a Nisuch HaMayin. What's that Talion? Whether there was Nisuch HaYayin and Abamas Yachid. What's that Talion? Whether they were carving a sach on the midbar, and the Gemara is going to bring this same exact exchange. Says the Gemara, "We plucked the tiny we learned to the brayso." Bamas yachad ain't nesrich on the sach, and the Rabbi says bamas yachad doesn't need nesach. Chamim ayim reptuna nesach. So you see clearly, a machloek is whether on a bamas yachad there was nesach and there wasn't nesach. Hani tanoi says the Gemara, "Kahani tanoi." Tiny we learned to the brayso. Kisavayu, the pasuk of kisavayu al eretz moishvei seichem asher ani noisein lochem. The bamas gedoy lakasim edaber. The pasuk means that when you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael on the Bama Gedoyla, that was the equivalent of the Mizbeach. On the Bama Gedoyla, you're going to bring the Sach. Maybe the Pasuk means Bama Ketana. No, says the Gemara. It says, Al Eretz Moishvei Seichem Asher Ani Noisen Lachem. Harebe Bama Hanoyeg is a Kuchem Akasim Adaber. Moishvei Seichem Zoloshen Rabim. It sounds like the Bama, we're talking about Karbonos Tzibors, a carbon that involves the Tzibor. Thus, it must be Bama's Gedoyla. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Imer no kisavoyu lahatina nesachem b'maktana kasev adam. That pasuk is coming to say that on the b'maktana there was a din nesachem. Atam yil b'maktana yena l'b'maktana. So he said just the opposite. Kishuay mer leretz moish veisechem arebe b'ma hanayegis b'chol moish shavim zakasev adam. Moish veisechem is mashma, something that involves every single yach. Bottom line is we have a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Whether they brought Nesachim on the Bamas Yachid or not, bottom line, Kishatim Soloima says the Gemara, the Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Loi Karver Nesachim in Midbar, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Karver Nesachim in Midbar. One Machlaikis is a derivative of the other Machlaikis. Again, everything that we've spoken at Baal Peh. It comes out then, if they brought Nesachim on the Bamas Yachid is totally in whether or not they brought Nesachim in the Midbar. If they brought Nesachim in the Midbar, so what does it mean when it says, Kisavayu Leretz Moshvei Seichem? It must be Moshvei Seichem, meaning, like Rabbi Akiva said, that every yachid ibn Moshav Shaloi would have a din to bring the sachem. Because you can't tell me, the Torah is telling me when you come into Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a din of sachem on the Bama Gedoyla. Even when they were in the Midbar, they had it. If Loi Karvu Nesachem the Midbar, bottom line is, going back to the original Shiloh, whether if somebody would be chayef, would be menasech yayim b'chutz, where he was mekadesh more than Shloishas Lugim, even if there's a maximum shir Shloishas Lugim, comes out the Klisharis wasn't mekadesh. If you hold Karvu Nesachem the Midbar, it means that the Bamas Yachid had a din Nesachim. Bamas Yachid had a din Nesachim, and there was no Klisharis. So there's precedence for Nisuch HaYayin without Klisharis. In the same vein, you would be Chayiv if you did it Pachot, exhale. So before we go weiter, we mentioned that the mitzvah of Nesachim is in Parsha Shlach. It's not in Vayikra, Tzav, Shmini. Meaning, that's not where the Iker Parsha of the Nesachim is. It's mentioned in Parsha Shlach. Not only is it mentioned in Parsha Shlach, it's the very next Parsha after the Meraglim. So usually when you learn Parsha Shlach, you don't make it past the Meraglim. But the truth is, there's more to Parsha Shlach even after the story of the Meraglim. Not a lot, but there are some very important halachas. Number one, you have the mitzvah of the Nesachim. Number two, the very next parasha in the Torah is the mitzvah of challah. After that, you have the halachis of somebody that's oivet avodah zarah b'shogeg. The second part of the par helam davar shel tzibur, as it relates to avodah zarah, that involves the par and the sire, is mentioned not in parashas Vayikra. The par helam davar shel tzibur for all averis other than avodah zarah is mentioned in parashas Vayikra. For avodah zarah, it's mentioned in parashas Shlach. Of course, you have the parashas of tzitzis in parashas Shlach. The mekoshesh is in parashas Shlach. So that's pretty much a synopsis, a high level of parashas Shlach. But the very next parasha after the Chetan of Meraglim is the parasha of Nesachim and all the Rishonim ke'ish echad b'lev echad. Abavar. Why was it that immediately after the story of the Meraglim, the very next tzivoy that the Yidden got from Moshe Mipi Agvura was the mitzvah of Nesachim? And all the Rishonim say the same thing, albeit in their own words. I'll read to you from the Ramban. Kisavayu al eretz moshvay secha, says the Ramban. V'ulai hoyo ze'ata. It could be the reason that Hashem gave the Yidden the mitzvah of Nesachim right then and there was lenachamam, to give them nechama. Ula havticham ki hayu noyashim lema, because at that point the state of the union was very, very poor. Everybody was miyuyish. Ki hayu noyashim miloshin yiyush lemar. Miyoydeya ma yiyelo irich yomim l'soif abam shana. I mean, it's very nice that our children are going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Yidden had just gotten a terrible, terrible klala. A terrible, terrible haftacha with a shvua, where Hashem said that the Yidden, Zulasi, Yeshua, Benu, V'kol, V'yepuno, aren't going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And every year, Yidden would die in the Midbar. This was terrible. But their children would go into Eretz Yisrael. But then the Jews looked at themselves and they said, who says? How do we know? I mean, we saw everything and we unfortunately didn't live to tell the story. So how do we know that our children are going to? How do we know our children aren't going to do the same averus? Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt he had to be menachem klal Yisrael. So what did he do? He gave them a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz to tell them, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. You have nothing to worry about. That's the juxtaposition between the parish the Meraglim and the mitzvah of the Nesachim. It was nechama. It was a haftacha. Ki hayu nayashim lemer mi yodeya mayir lo irich yomim l'sayf rabam shana. Who knows if we're going to make it till the end? If we're going to make it to Yemos HaMashiach? How do we know? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he gives the Klal Yisrael nechama. This was the first nachamu nachamu ami. Right? The story of the Meraglim was predicated with Vayivka b'lay lahu. It started b'leil Tisha B'Av. And right after Tisha B'Av, what do we have? You have Shabbos nachamu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he says, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, but I'm going to tell you a Dover Nifla. A Dover Nifla. I saw in the Parashas Yosef last night, he brings that the Sfas Emes used to say over from the Chedush Arim, who used to say over from the Rebbe Rabbinim, Reb Simcha Bunim from Pshischa, that why the mitzvah of Nesachim? Meaning the Ramban and all the Rishonim said that Hashem wanted to give the Yidden a mitzvah atluya ba'aretz, to give them chizik, Nachamu, Nachamu. Don't worry. It's true. It's terrible. This was awful, but you have my word, you will make it into Eretz Yisrael. But why the mitzvah of Nesachim? There are many mitzvahs, Hatluyas Baretz. So the Ger Rebbe said, that the Rebbe Rabbinim said, it's based on a pasuk that we all know. The pasuk says, Tnu Sheikhar La'ived, V'yayin L'mar Nefesh. What do you do to someone who's ungesetzt? Someone that's Bavela, someone that's mourning, someone that's having a rough day? Drink a glass of wine. That's what you do. There's precedence for it. It's Tnu Sheikhar La'ived, V'yayin L'mar Nefesh. So Klai Yisrael La'ivdim. They were Mari Nefesh. They were Nayoshim like the Ramban says. So what did the Eibishter do? He gave them a glass of wine. He gave them the mitzvah of Nesachim, the mitzvah of Nisach HaYayin, half of a fella. This is the makar to drinking on Shabbos. I'm joking. But but either way, Zok to Gemara Vayit. From the Chem Yoyim, Shiyari Adam, Shekriven Bachutz, Chayiv. From the Chem Yisrael of the Mishnah, Shvich HaShirayim Bachutz, you're going to be chayv. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Tanu Rabbi Nechem Kediv. Rabbi Shai Ma'akvin. Rabbi Nechem is going like the mandama that holds that Shirayim is Ma'akiv. Because if Shvicha Shirayim wasn't Ma'akiv, then why would somebody be chayv for being Shefech Shirayim B'chutz? And the truth is, Rabbi Nechem is mentioned throughout Seder Kachim as the one that holds Shirayim Ma'akvi. Either way, Meisver, Nechem Yoyim, Meshiyari Adam, Shokivim B'chutz Chayiv. I'll ask you a kasha from the following Braisa. And in this Braisa, we have a real-time discussion between Rabbi Nechemya and the Chachamim regarding Shitas Rabbi Nechemya. So Rabbi Nechemya said his big chiddush in Beis Medrash that Shiyari Hadam Shekrivim Bachutz Chayiv. I'm like Rabbi Akiva, but like Shiyari Hadam Shiyari Mitzvahim. How can you be Chayiv for Shvicha Shirayim Bachutz? Shvicha Shirayim is Shiyari Hadam. I'm Allah, it's Shiyari Mitzvah. Shiyari Hadam also. It's Shiyari Mitzvah. I mean that it's Shiyari Mitzvah, it's not Ma'akev. would make sense that you shouldn't be chayiv b'chutz. Amalei, he told them, Evarim uptarim yechicho. Why is it different than akrava? Why is it different than the halah of the Evarim uptarim? That's a whole parish in the Torah of halah's chutz. Shein shiori mitzvah makrivim b'chutz chayiv. Amalei, he told them, no. Why? Mamre be'evarim uptarim shein tchilas avoida. Teime b'shiori hadam she'enon tchilas avoida. That, at the very least, is an entire avoida. Shvicha shirayim is shirayim by definition. You're just taking what's left over. So it makes sense that there should be a chiluk between Eivarim Uptarim, which is Shiari Mitzvah, and Shvicha Shiraim is Shiari Mitzvah. Bottom line, the Im Isa, now if Shitas Rav Nechemiah is that Shiraim is Ma'akiv, so Rav Akiva asked Rav Nechemiah, how you chayiv for Shvicha Shiraim? Isn't it Shiari Mitzvah? What should he have told him? Lei Malei Haninami Ma'akvi, it is Ma'akvi. So the Gemara says, Te Yufta. Rabbi Yechanan's Tiyufta. Rabbi Yechanan who said, the Pshat of Rav Nechemiah is that he holds Shiraim as Ma'akiv is Tiyufta from a Braisa where Nechemiah himself is defending his position. And he's trying to distinguish between Shvicha Shiraim and Aktoras Emurim. And he didn't say, no, I hold Shiraim as Ma'akiv. So Shvicha Shiraim is one thing, as opposed either way, says the Gemara. V'hash, the Dom Rav Adabar Ahava Machlekes B'Shiraim Ma'pnimiyim. Avam Shiraim Nechitzem Dibra Kolei Ma'akvi. Now the Rav Adabar Ahava said a Chiddush, and he said that the whole Machlekes is regarding Shiraim Ma'pnimiyim. Avam, when it comes to the Shiraim of the Karbonis that were brought on the Mizbeach Achitzin, everybody holds it's not Ma'akiv, then it's posh, because Ki Kamer Rav Nechemiah B'Shirayim HaPnimim, Ki Kan Tanya Ahi B'Shirayim HaChitzinim. It could be that that exchange was discussing Shirayim HaChitzinim, it wasn't discussing Shirayim HaPnimim. If it was discussing Shirayim HaPnimim, then Enchanami, Rav Nechemiah would have said that Shirayim is Ma'akiv. What's the problem? So there's big issues here with the Gersois. Just reading from the side, from the Hagoyis V'Tzioinim, so the problem, they have it in our, it's broken up into two parts. Ihachi, it's always hey, Ihachi, name alay. So then why didn't he tell him that? Ki amri ana bipnimiyim. Meaning, if Rav Nechemiah only said his halacha by chatois apnimiyos, like Rabbi Yochanan said, because he holds Shirayim ma'akvi, and Shirayim is only ma'akvi by the korbanos that were brought on the Mizbeach hapnimi, then what's this whole exchange? Then he's having an exchange about the Shirayim HaChitzayim. He never even said his halacha by the Shirayim HaChitzayim. Meaning, we're saying, you want to know Rabbi Nechemiah didn't say Shirayim HaAkvi to Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva was talking about the Shirayim HaChitzayim. But if Rabbi Nechemiah never said his halacha by the Shirayim HaChitzayim, he only said his halacha by the Shirayim HaPnimim, because only then it's Ma'akiv. And the whole Yisoid of Shitas Rabbi Nechemiah is that he holds Shirayim as Ma'akvi, then it's even more Tamur. Then what's he talking about? Then he should have told Rabbi Akiva, no, we're it's Tanachitim v'haydalei b'sa'irin. You're talking about Shirayim HaChitzayim. I only said my halacha by Shirayim HaPnimim. Elul Advar of Rabbi Akiva Kamar. So you have to say, just so that Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't be tiyufta, that it could be really Pshat Rabbi Nechemiah is that he holds Shirayim is ma'akiv. That's why he holds Shiari Hadam Shekrivim Bachutz is chayiv. Why then in this brisa is he having a shakli v'tayir with Rabbi Akiva and he's trying to make sense and it's similar to Evarim Uptarim? This is Tchilas Avoida, this is not Tchilas Avoida. Why don't you just say very simple? I hold Shirayim is ma'akiv. So if it's an Avoida Hamakeves Kapara, it's no different than all the other Avoidas. And it's for that reason it'll be chayiv Bachutz. He could have said that. The reason he didn't was Lidvar of Rabbi Akiva. If somebody does malika with an oif in the azara, vehele bachutz, and then afterwards he takes that oif and he's mailet bachutz chayiv. Malak bachutz, if he did malika bachutz, vehele bachutz, and then he was mailet bachutz potter, he's going to be potter. He's potter seifa the malika that we had earlier in the parak, you're not chayef for malikas chutz, and you're potter for the halah as well, as we're going to see. Hashoychet es oif bifnim, the halah bachutz potter. If somebody does shchita with an oif bifnim, and he's maila bachutz, he's potter. Why? Because you're not supposed to do shchita with an oif. You're supposed to do malika with an oif. Shochat bechutz, the halah bachutz, chayef. If you did shchita with the oif bachutz, and then you were maila bachutz, then you're going to be chayef. So again, the Mishnah said four halachas. Two regarding Moilek Esa'if, and two regarding a Shoichet Esa'if. HaMoilek Esa'if Befnim Vehele Bachutz Chayiv. That makes sense, because Malika Befnim is a kosher Malika. So when you're Mailet Bachutz, you're being Mailet, something that's Roy Love Befnim. Even though it was Nifsal B'Yoytzeh. Okay. But that's the Chiddush of Allah's Chutz. Bottom line is you're being Mailet something that's Roy Love Befnim. If you were Malak Bechutz Vehele Bachutz, even according to the Tanakama that holds Ashoichet Vamaila is Chayv and Allah, but it doesn't matter. Over here, you did Malika Bachutz, and Malika Bachutz is not good. Shchita Bachutz is good. Malika Bachutz is not good. So the first part is rather poshit. The next halacha was regarding shechita. Hashechet es oif b'fnei, the halacha is also potter, because shechita es oif, you just made it into an avela. It's not kosher. You're supposed to do malika with kachem. You're not supposed to do shechita with kachem. Shochat b'chutz v'hala b'chutz. This is already a chiddush. If you did shechita with the oif b'chutz, and then you were maila b'chutz, then you're going to be chayef even for the halach. You'll be chayef for the shechita, and you'll be chayef for the halach. Again, according to the Tanakam, in the first line of the first mission in the parak, that Hashoychet v'amayla is chayev both for the shechita and for the halon. The Gemara says, if you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, nimtzo, what comes out is derech echshere b'fnim p'turei b'chutz, derech echshere b'chutz p'turei b'fnim. Meaning, what would be machsher b'fnim, which is melika of a knife, that's derech echshere b'fnim, if you would do it b'chutz, if you would do melika on the oif b'chutz, the halah afterwards, you would not be chayef for. As opposed to if you would do derech hechshere b'chutz, in this case, we're using the word hechshere loosely, as the Gemara is going to say, shchitas oif b'chutz, which is shchutei chutz. So if you would do a derech hechshere b'chutz, what would make it a shchutei chutz, that shchita, if you would do that bifnim, if you were shachar b'fnim and then maila it, you would in fact be potter. Shimon Omer Kol Shechayovan Ola B'chutz Chayovan Al Kiyotze by B'fnim Shehela B'chutz Chutz Men Hashoicha B'fnim Maila B'chutz. That sosum line of Rav Shimon will be the topic of the rest of the daf. Either way, says the Gemara, Hayech Sheiroi Chiyuvehu Tani Chiyuvehu. So we said that when the Gemara did the back of the envelope arithmetic, the Mishnah Nimtza Derech Hecheiroi B'fnim P'ture B'chutz Derech Hecheiroi B'chutz P'ture B'fnim. What was Derech Hecheiroi B'chutz? If you did Shechita B'chutz, it's a chshere in the sense that it's a kosher, it's an oxymoron, but it's a kosher shchitei chutz. That's the right type of shchitei chutz. That's, if you do that bifnim and then be mailed, you would be bob. Because how can you use the word derech chshere if it's something that you chayv chorus for? So the Gemara says, I hear tani chiyuvai, not derech chshere. Make it derech chiyuvai. Either way, Rav Shimon said a halacha. Rav Shimon argued with the klal. So the Mishnah had two halachas regarding a moilikoif and two halachas regarding a shaychidoif. And then the Mishnah mentioned shitas Rav Shimon. What were the words of Rav Shimon? Kol shechayoven olav b'chutz, chayoven al kiyotze boi b'fnim. For anything that you chayav b'chutz, you be chayav b'fnim. Chutz men hashoicha b'fnim, umayla b'chutz. So fasten your seatbelts. Zok the Gemara. Rav Shimon ahecha koi. What's Rav Shimon going back on? Which line of the Mishnah? What part of the four halachas that the Tanakhama said is Rav Shimon arguing? Ile ma reisha koi. Is he going back on the first halacha? What was the reisha? Hamoylik oif b'fnim, v'hela b'chutz chayiv. The four halachas are actually very straightforward. Again, the first one is hamoylik oif b'fnim, v'hela b'chutz chayiv. Why? Because melikas oif b'fnim is kosher. That's derech hechsheroi. I mean that it's derech hechsheroi. If you're maylik b'chutz, now you're going to be chayiv. Molak b'chutz, v'hela b'chutz, potter. If you were molak b'chutz, and then you were hela b'chutz, you're going to be potter. Reb Shimon, and is it on this that Reb Shimon said, g'heichet b'fnim mechayiv, b'chutz, nami mechayiv? Reb Shimon's coming to say that just like if you were molak b'fnim, the hella b'chutz you're going to be chayiv. So too, if you're molak b'chutz and you're hella b'chutz you're going to be chayiv. Hay kol shechayov and olav b'chutz. That then Rav Shimon should have said what he said. What was Rav Shimon's words? Kol shechayov and olav b'chutz. No, kol shechayov and olav b'fnim b'yoleh. What he should have said was that just like you chayiv if you're maila b'chutz after malikas p'nim, so too you're chayiv if you're maila b'chutz after malikas chutz. That's not what he said. Elo. Maybe what he meant was the reverse. Ki heichi the b'chutz loy mechayiv. Just like you're not chayiv if you're molak b'chutz the hella b'chutz. B'fnim nami loy b'chayiv. You shouldn't be chayiv if you're molak b'fnim the hella b'chutz. But he didn't say that either. Hay kol she'in chayov and olav b'chutz mi'boyle. What did he say? Kol she'chayov and olav b'chutz, chayov and olav b'fnim. He said just, if this is what Rav Shimon means, then what he should have said was the opposite. Kol she'in chayov and olav b'chutz, meaning molak b'chutz for which you're not chayiv, so too you're not going to be chayiv if you have molak b'fnim the hella b'chutz. Ella says the Gemara sefer koi. Maybe Rav Shimon was going on the sefer. On not moylikoif, but shoychet b'fnim the hella b'chutz, pot. Shochat b'chutz, the hella b'chutz chayiv. Again, very straightforward. If you shoychet oif b'fnim, you hella b'chutz your potter, because shchitas oif b'fnim, when it's kachim, is the wrong thing. Shchitas oif is only by chulin, it's not by kachim. Shochat b'chutz, v'hella b'chutz, that's already a chiddush. But being that you chayef is shchutei chutz on an oif, so, and according to the Tanakhama of the first Mishnah, shoychet amayli, you'll be chayef for the halal as well. Family, Rav Shimon, so Rav Shimon commenting on that, so let's see. Was Rav Shimon saying that kihechid b'fnim le mechayev, just like you're not chayev for shochat b'fnim le hala b'chutz, b'chutz nami le mechayev, so too you shouldn't be chayev for shochat b'chutz v'hala b'chutz. But again, that's not what Rav Shimon said. Hay kol she'en chayovin mi boyle. What did Rav Shimon say? If you chayev b'chutz, you should also be chayav b'fnim. You're saying just the opposite. You're saying that if you're not chayav b'fnim for shal chadoif, then you shouldn't be chayav b'chutz. Elo, maybe what he meant was the last option. Very good. That's what he meant to say. That just like you chayav for shochat oif b'chutz u'mayla b'chutz on the halah, so too you should be chayav if you're shochat oif b'fnim u'mayla b'chutz. It works beautifully with Rav Shimon's words, right? Kol shechayav in olif b'chutz, shochat oif, and then you're mayla, chayav in al kiyotz b'fnim, shochat b'fnim. What's the problem? Haktani, but Rav Shimon said there's one exception to my rule. Chutz mena shochat b'fnim v'mayla b'chutz. This is the exception. This can't be what Rav Shimon was coming to be marba. So we're lost. What exactly did Rav Shimon mean? Amar Zairi, Zairi said, you have no choice but to say there was a chasurei mechzere v'hachiktani. We have to do some reconstructive surgery to the Mishnah. There's no other way. There must be words missing from this Mishnah, and Rav Shimon is going to make sense in light of the edit. Says Zairi, shchitas behema b'leit l'kibenayu, v'hachikama. The Tana Kama was talking about moilikoyf, f'nimchotz, and then he added, the same would be true, shochat behema, shochat behema b'fnim. Somebody shechts not a knife, in this case a behema, balaylo, at night, the hella b'chutz, potter, you're going to be potter. The reason is, because shechita balaylo is not a kosher shechita. If it's not a kosher shechita, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Perakim Mizbeach Mikadosh, it's a malu yerdu, so it's not a kosher shechita. Therefore, if you take it outside, and you're mailo b'chutz, you're going to be potter. Stating that, shochat b'chutz balaylo, the hella b'chutz chay. If you were shochat balayla but bachutz, because as it relates to the laws of shchutei chutz, it doesn't matter if it's by day or night. A kosher avoida has to be by yoy. But a shchutei chutz for which a chayiv karis, that could be even during the night. I mean that could be even at night. It's for that reason you would be chayiv. So the Tana Kama said another halacha, a nafgamina, with regards to the halah, whether you'd be chayiv or potter, depending on whether the shechita was done b'fnim or the shechita was done b'chutz. We had it with regards to malika soif, nafkamina if it was b'fnim or chutz. We had it regarding shechita soif, nafkamina if it was b'fnim or chutz. And there's another nafkamina, shechitas behema balay. Shechitas behema balayla b'fnim is possible, thus you'll be potter for the halah. Shechitas behema balayla b'chutz is a shechutei chutz. As a result, you're going to be chayiv for the halah. That was the Tana Kama's halacha. Reb Shimon, on that comes again Reb Shimon, and he said, "Kol shechayav in olav b'chutz, chayav in al kiyotz b'befnim." If you chayav for the shechita b'chutz, and then you'll be chayav for the law as well. If you do the same exact shechita b'fnim, you have to be chayav for the law afterwards as well. Chutz min hashochet oif b'fnim v'hela b'chutz, except for shochet oif b'fnim v'hela b'chutz. Meaning, now after the chasurim mechzer, the Tana Kama said two halachas. He said two halachas where there's an afgamina between whether the shechita was b'fnim, the shechita was b'chutz. If the shechita is b'chutz, you'll be chayav for the law. If the shechita was b'fnim, you won't be chayav for the law. One was nishchat b'layla b'chutz. The other one was shochet oif b'chutz. In both of those cases, you'll be chayiv for the halah. In both of those cases, had they been done b'fnim, you wouldn't be chayiv. Comes again Reb Shimon, and he says, no, if you're chayiv for the halah after the shechita b'chutz, you have to be chayiv for the halah after the shechita b'fnim, with the exception of shochat oif b'fnim umaylo b'chutz. Over there, it doesn't cross over. Shochat oif b'chutz umaylo b'chutz yichayiv, but shochat oif b'fnim umaylo b'chutz you're going to be potter. If that's the exception, then where is Reb Shimon's halacha negay? It's negay. Nishchata balayla b'chutz. It's not in the Mishnah. Chasurim mechzer v'hachitani. Rav said a similar teretz. Kabbalah b'klichay l'gabei nayo. Similar teretz. Again, chasurim mechzer v'hachitani. But what's the case that we're inserting? The other halacha that the Chachamim talked about. It wasn't nishchata balayla, but rather it was kibla b'klichay, where there wasn't a kosher kabbal, also known as nishbach. V'hachikam. V'chenem a kabbal b'klichay b'fnim. V'hela b'chutz pot. If someone does kabbalah b'klichay b'fnim, he's mayla b'chutz. He's going to be pot. But I'm a kabbal b'klichay b'chutz. V'hela b'chutz chay. There's no halacha of kabbalah b'klichay as it relates to the laws of chutz. Thus, if there was a shchitas chutz done, and then there was a kabbalah b'klichal and Allah, you're going to be chayiv. Shimon Oimi says, no, it doesn't work that way. So lo lech kacha. If you're chayiv for the halah after the shchitas chutz, you have to be chayiv for the halah after the shchitas pnim. And that was Reb Shimon's rule. Kol shechayav anol b'chutz, chayav anol kliyotz b'pnim. The halah b'chutz. What's the exception? Shechayav b'pnim, the halah b'chutz. Same exact mahalach. Meaning, there were two halachas mentioned in the Mishnah that we're distinguishing between if the shechita was b'chutz, the shechita b'fnim, as it relates to the halah that followed it. Reb Shimon said his rule, but he acknowledged it only applies to one of the two. It doesn't apply to the second one. Says the Gemara, "V'ashu tani avu d'shmul b'rav Yitzchak." But now that it avu d'shmul came, and he said over halacha that amoy like oif b'fnim, The hell b'chutz chayiv. If someone's moiluk oif b'fnim, the hell b'chutz chayiv. That's pasht. Molak b'chutz v'hell b'chutz pot. That was also the Mishnah. But Reb Shimon mechayiv. So now there's a brisa somewhere where Reb Shimon argued clearly on the halach of molak b'chutz v'hell b'chutz. The Mishnah says potter, Reb Shimon says chayiv. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, it's yitachin the Reb Shimon hasikai. Reb Shimon was probably, it's probably Reb Shimon l'shitas. It must be the same Reb Shimon. Meaning we're grappling over here, how to make sense of Shita's Reb Shimon. We found a brisa that mentions a Reb Shimon. It's probably the same exact Reb Shimon. Ah, that's not what Reb Shimon said. Reb Shimon said, kol shechayoven al b'chutz, chayoven al koyotze by b'fnim. Now we're saying something else. We're saying kol shechayoven ol b'fnim, chayoven ol b'chutz. Just like the chayev for being maila after malikas pnim, so to the chayev for being maila after malikas chutz. So you'll have to change, edit. Reb Shimon's lashon v'tini kol shechayoven ol b'fnim, v'hello b'chutz, chayoven ol b'chutz. Exhale. So we'll stop here, but we have a little bit of read. So I'm not sure what the story is going to be with tomorrow's daf. So stay tuned. But in the event that this is the last daf of Perek Hashoichet Hamayla, because we're starting Paras Chatas, Bezus Hashem, over the weekend, so just two ha'aras as it relates to Hashoichet Hamayla, just in terms of understanding, you know, the whole, a very, very lumdish Perek, Hashoichet Hamayla, with some difficult Gemaras, some tactical Gemaras, some lumdish Gemaras, but the truth is that just from being Mava Sedra, the parasha of Shchutei Chutz, it's a fascinating parasha. And what's interesting is that the idea of Shchutei Chutz touches on two of the Gimel Averes Chamuras. It touches on Avodah Zarah, and it touches on Shvichas Damim as well. First, Avodah Zarah. So we've mentioned many times during the course of the week, and in the past, that the halachas of Shchutei Chutz relate to Avodah Zarah. In fact, in the Pasuk, it's mashma that it was a harchak of Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk says, that I want you to be careful not to shech kachem b'chutz, the way the Ramban explains the Pshutai Shal Mikra, based on Shitas Rabbi Yishmael in Chulin Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, who holds the Pasuk Taiva was also in the Midbar. Not only is the parish of Shchutei Chutz saying that you're not allowed to shech kachem b'chutz, but it's saying you're not allowed to shech Chulin b'chutz as well. We spoke at this rate earlier in the week. But the bottom line is that the halach of Shchutei Chutz, in addition to being a halacha farzich, it has its own yichus, but it's a sifkat in the laws of Avodah Zarah. It's related to Avodah Zarah. We said maybe that's why the Torah's Kohanim needs a limud to tell me that it doesn't relate to Avodah Kechavah. Why would it be a hamamina that Shchutei Chutz relates to Avodah Kechavah more than the parish of Tefillin? The Torah says because it's related to Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk says, V'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim la'si'irim asher heim zoinim. So with that backdrop, let's take a few steps back. So the parsha of the Shchutei Chutz is the second parsha in Parsha Zachir Mois. It's Vayikra Perek Yud Zayin. The first parsha in Parsha Zachir Mois, Vayikra Perek Tez Zayin, is the Seder HaAvoido on Yom Kippur. That's the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur. It's Parsha Zachir Mois, Vayikra Tez Zayin, because that is the Seder HaAvoido on Yom Kippur. And we know that one of the things that was unique about the Avoido on Yom Kippur is that the Kohen Gadol had to take two Seirim. And he would bring Goyrolois, Goyro Lechel Lashem, but Goyro Lechel Azazel. The one that was Lashem, that was the Seir, that was Nasa Befnim. It was one of the five Parim on Esrafim. It was a carbon like all carbonis, like all Chatois Apnimis, like all Parim on Esrafim. The other Seir went La Azazel. The Eben Ezra in Parashas Achrimois, on that Pasek, brings from Rabbeinu Shmuel. The Amar of Shmuel, Afal Pisha Kasa Bisir Achata Shul Hashem, Gam Masar Mishtalei Chul Hashem. Meaning, at first glance, when you read the Pesukim, it sounds a little bit like one of the Seirim went Lashem, and the other Sar, in fact, didn't go Lashem. It went Lazaza. Says Rav Shmuel, Chas Vishol, Gam Masar Mishtalei Chul Hashem. Don't walk away thinking that the Sar Lazaza didn't go Lashem. Of course it went Lashem. Even though the pasuk is misleading, because it sounds like Sar Echad Lashem veGoyer Lechad Azazel. So I don't know what Azazel is, but it sounds like it's not Lashem. So says Rav Shmuel, no, Chas V'Shalom. Of course, the Sar Mishtalech was also Akrava to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Eben Ezra, Ve'Ein Tzarech. You don't have to say that. Ki Hamishtalech Einenu Karbon. The Sar Mishtalech wasn't a carbon. Ki lo yishachet, it wasn't brought like a carbon. There was no shechita. Not just that, it wasn't even brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So what was it? Says the Eben Ezra, v'im yochot lehoven hasoid, if you're able to understand the soid, the secret, shehu achar milas azazel, that follows the word azazel, teida soidai, you'll understand its soid, v'soid shemoi, and the soid of its name. Ki yesh lo chaverim b'mikra. because there's hints to it in the Mikra. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint. And here's the hint of the Eben Ezra. When you're going to be 33, you're going to understand it. This is the hint, this is the remez that the Eben Ezra says for the word Azazel. Says the Eben Ezra that Rav Shmuel and presumably others were very bothered. It sounds like one of these Seirim, the Sar La'Azazel, the Ikka Kapara was Tluya in the Sar La'Azazel. It wasn't Akrav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Eben Ezra, yeah, it wasn't. And it's not a big deal. Ki Amishtaleach Einenu Karbin. What is it? It's a side wrapped in a side, enveloped in a side. He said, I'm not telling you. It's a secret. But when you're going to be 33, then you're going to know. Says the Ramban. Rav Avram was a Neman Ruach Mechasadavar. He says, I can't control myself. I'm going to be megalot to the side. And the Ramban goes, and he has an arichus gedayla, and the abbreviated version goes something like this. Says the Ramban, Azazel l'sarei shel Esav. And on Yom Kippur, we know, it's the Yom Adin, it's the Chesimas Adin, it's also the Yom Slicha Mechila L'Klai Yisrael. And the Satan does what he gets paid to do. His job is to be mekatrik. And he stands in front of the Kisei HaKovid, and he does everything in his ability, leaves no rocks unturned, to try to find a way to be Mekatra connected to Klai Yisrael. And the Yidden, for that reason, need to do something to calm him down. So you know what we do? We give him Sheikha. And that's always the Eitzah with Esav. Right? The Ramban says in Parashas Vayishlach Yaakov Minchatz, it's Maisa of a similar banim, and Kiyadua, the Wigdali Yisrael, there's a story with Reb Chaim Briska and others, that anytime they had a dealing with Esav, they tried being Meshachet him, because there's a Maisa of a similar banim as mit Esav, it goes with Sheikhan. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're going and we're being makriv not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La'azazel is just another way of saying Sarei shel Esav, Sama'el, like Ramban says. And that's what the idea is. The idea is we're going, we're giving him Sheichad, because we want to try to be Meshachidim, that he shouldn't be Mekatrisos at this very, very crucial time, on the Yom Slicha Mechira, on the Yom HaKadosh. Says Ramban, with this you'll understand many things. Two of them. Number one, you'll understand why it is that the Kohen Gadol had to make a girl. Why couldn't just take two serum? This star is going to be Lashem and this star is going to be Lazazel. He says, if this star Lazazel was going Lakadosh Baruch Hu, of course that's what he would do. Every time you bring a carbon, this is how you start kach. You can't do that with the star Lazazel, because on some level it's a hakrov of avodah zarah. You're not bringing it to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're doing it kichein tziva Hakadosh Baruch Hu, says the Ramban. But at the end of the day, we don't want it to come from us. So therefore, we do it al yidei gairo, because the gairo is kamei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if it's not coming from us. If it's not coming from us, so therefore it's okay. He says you're going to understand something else. There's a chazal. It's a teres kayanim. It says there are dvarim sheyetzaharim mekatrik behem v'umay sa'olam meshivan aleh levisha shatnis para aduma usara mishtalech. Says the Ramban, loy matzu bekarbonos tshuva. See, it doesn't say in that Torah's koyanim karbonos. Nobody, no guy ever came over to you. Why do you bring a chatas? Why do you bring an asham? He says, no, ki hey malishay Hashem. That's something that on some level is mufon. Avad asara mishtalech shiva aleinu. And the para aduma also, because what's unique about them? They were hakrovis that were not brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The asara mishtalech was brought to chutz. It was a hakrova lazazel. This is already, that's avad asara. That's where the umay sa'ilum come. How could you tell me you're not pagan worshippers? What are you doing? What's the asara mishtalech? Bishloim the carbonus that were brought in the temple, yeah, that I understand. But you bring, this is Avodah Zarah. On Yom Kippur, you bring over Avodah Zarah. That's the Taina. That's the Oymek of the Taina, says the Ramban. And on some level, there's a little bit of validity to the argument. But where it's completely flawed is Kichein Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're following the command of Kadosh. Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah when you're doing it on your own. But when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, take this carbon and serve it up to who? Serve it up to Hashem. That's when it's okay. Says the Ramban that the truth is it's Merumis in the word Sa'ir. Because who's Sa'ir? He brings from Chazal. That's Esav. It's Esav. It's Sarei shel Esav. It's Edom. You find the word Sa'ir in relation to all things Esav. And that's why it was a Sar HaMishtalech. Now let's go back to the Eben Ezra. Says the Eben Ezra, that you want to understand the Sa'id of Azazel. B'yoyscha ben shloshim v'sholosh teda'eno. That's the hint. If you count 33 psukim from the pasuk v'nasan aharon al shnei asirim goyrolos goyrol echad l'Hashem v'goyrol echad l'azazel, and this pasuk would be the first. Count from there 33 psukim. You know what the 33rd pasuk is going to be? V'lo yizbuchu oides sevcheim l'asirim asher heim zaynim haflo fellow. It's that pasuk. The pasuk says v'lo yizbuchu oides sevcheim l'asirim asher heim zaynim. That's the sayer. It's the sayer that the whole parsha of Shchut Eichutz is predicated on. Shchut Eichutz is all a harchak. It's a harchak. That you shouldn't bring karbanos l'seirim. Who's the seirim? It's Sarish Aleisav. That's Avodah Zarah. It's that sire. There's a remnant to it, says the Evan Ezra. Man, 33 psukim from now. Go count 33 psukim, you're going to know exactly what's going on. The sire is going lazazel. It's related to that sire. But one thing is hafel of a fella. You want to know the connection between Perek Tezayin and Perek Yudzayin and Parashas Achrimos? You have the Parashah of Shchut Eichot and the very next Parashah. I'm sorry, you have the Parashah of Avodah and Yom Kippur and the very next Parsha is the Parsha of Shchut Eichot. This is the Parsha. It's Parsha. Number one, there's an idea over here in the Avodah of Yom Kippur of a Shchut Eichot. Zok the Torah, you have to know. One second. You're right. On Yom Kippur, I'm allowing it. But chas v'shalom to ever do it again. And not just that, the whole idea of Shchut Eichot is v'la yizbuchoides of Chaim Lasirim. So the Torah had to be mazered immediately. Meaning you can walk away from the Avodah of Yom Kippur, any person that really understands the Sar Lazazel, and say, I hear, I mean, there's place for it. I mean, but frat, you know, Yom Kippur Ne'ilah time, right? I mean, that's what it sounds like. Zok the Torah, no, that's immediately afterwards. Zok the Torah, that even though there's a parsha of the Sar Lazazel, but you have to realize it's an exception. Kichein tziva makam, it's done up, this is from the Chukei HaTorah. But in terms of ordinarily, chas v'shalom, if somebody does Shchut Eichot or Halas Chot, he's going to be chayiv karts, v'nichras ha'nefesh v'mikarev amah. And this is all v'la yizbuch v'aydes v'chein l'asirim. It's dafka this harchaka that we need immediately after the Torah was matter, the parsha of Shchut Eichot. That's the first aura. The second aura is in the parsha of Shchut Eichot. So the pasuk says that if somebody is going to shecht an animal, ish ish mi beis Yisrael, asher yishchat shor, oy chesev, oy eiz b'machane, oy asher yishchat michutz l'machane, v'al pesach oy el moyed loy hevi oy lahakriv korban l'ashem, lifnei mishkan Hashem, dom yechoshev le'ishahu, dom shafach, this person will be considered a sheifeich damim, v'nichos ha'nefesh ahu mikerev amim. Dam yechoshev le'ishahu dam shafach. Zok de ilgirashi. Dam yechoshev ke shoyfech dam ha'odam ke mischayev benafshay. This person is chayev misa. You want to know why? Because he's like a shoyfech dam. Dam yechoshev le'ishahu dam shafach. He's like a shoyfech. Why is he a shoyfech adam? A shoyfech adam is a murderer. He didn't kill anybody. He shechted kachem b'chotz, maybe chulim b'chotz. Rashi Grada says b'muktashem ha'kosim adaber. So, but why is he a shoyfech dam? Where is the tzad shoyfech dam? Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, I quote, "Mipnei shebizmani shel Adam Arishon hayu kol abali chayim asrul lemacholot." In the times of Adam Arishon, you weren't allowed to eat a bal chay. Ki loy huter ela bepeiros ke inyan shekasa. Adam Arishon was only allowed to eat peiros, right? That was the diet that Adam Arishon had to follow religiously. Only fruit. As the pasuk says, "Hinei nosati lachem es kol esev zayrei azera ves kol eitz asher bay priets achen es chayv klay b'dar amabul until the dar amabul." Then it said, "B'schus shalnoich, all the animals survived the mabul b'schus shalnoich va'oz hutru l'machaloi." And it was then that the Yidden were allowed to eat animals. They were allowed to eat animals. Be medayik l'shoyne yazav shu abenu bachya. It's being that the animals survived the mabul b'schus shalnoich. They somehow now became fear game for Noach, and now Noach was allowed to eat them. Okay. But Al Koponim says, Rabbeinu Bechaya, Val Kein Yoy Mar Bekan, Ki Misha Yishchat Bamachna, Oy Michutz Lamachna, Val Pesach Oy Moy Loyevi Oy Tchilo, Dam Yechoshev Le'ishahu Dam Shofach, Ki Ilu Shofach Dam Ha'od. If somebody now shechts an animal, but he doesn't do it properly, he doesn't follow the rules, he does it in his own way, such a person is eating something that he really was supposed to eat. Because the whole heter l'noyach was if you shech the animal in the proper way. But if you're going to go ahead now and you're going to shech it in an improper way, says Rabbeinu Bachi, this is the punchline, yachzer li yisurai harishayin shahayim bezmane shalada. We're going to go back to the original listener, that shechet hashar kemake ish. And then Rabbeinu Bachi says, came Pirish Rashi. That's Pshan and Rashi. So Rashi's one line. And Rashi leaves us wondering, why in the world? Why should that be the case? Why should a Sheikhid Behemah be like a Sheikhid Adam? Zok Rabbeinu Bachya, this is the rest of the story. Because really, once upon a time, you weren't allowed to shecht animals. In the times of other Marisha, he was only allowed to eat. Right? Everyone knows the eats that he wasn't allowed to eat from. Mikol Eitz, but we don't realize is that Mikol Eitz Agan Ochal Teichel was also a mitzvah. It was a tzivoy. Only from this you're allowed to eat. He wasn't allowed to eat from anything else. Narvas, after the Mabel, everything else became mutter. But it was only mutter of Avivite. You do it properly. But once you cross the lines and you don't do it in the right way, at that point, that too becomes awesome. I'm going to tell you an interesting ha'ara. That is, the fact that Adam Arishan wasn't allowed to eat behemoth and it became mutter after the Mabel is not Rabbeinu Bachya's Chiddush. It's a pasuk of the Torah. In fact, one of the first psukim, right after Noach leaves the Teva, Vayivarech lekim es Noach vezbono vayoyim elohem pru urvu umilu es ha'aretz, says the Torah, Hashem tells Noach, and he says, I want you to know that all the chayas ha'aretz are going to fear you. And then he says that everything that's alive, you're allowed to eat. You could eat it just like you could eat grass. What's the beer? The beer is that until now, it was only Yerek Esav that Noach was allowed to eat. That's going back to the times of other Marishan. But now, it's come Hashem to Noach, and he tells him that no, kol remes asher huchai lochem yeh la'achlo, ki yerek esev nasati lochem askal. Ach basar benafshoi domoy lo yisecheilu. Then he stipulates a few laws, and two psukim later, shofech dam ha'odam ba'odam domoy yishofech, ki b'tzalem elekim asas ha'odam. The Torah says, you should know, you're not allowed to kill a person. Shofech dam ha'odam ba'odam domoy yishofech, ki b'tzalem elekim asas ha'odam. And the Ramban is very bothered. He says, what's the smichos between this halacha that Noach, who previously was not allowed to eat meat, is now suddenly allowed to eat meat, and shofech dam ba'adam ba'adam dam yishofech? The Ramban mutches, and the Ramban says a pshat ayin sham. The Ramban's there a half of a fell, but either way ayin sham Ramban. But to feed this Rabbeinu Bachya, it's so poshid. It's half of a fellow because this iser to eat a behema wasn't just an iser. It was a shvichas damim the geiser, like Rashi says, k'shoyfech dama adam shem eschayv benafshay, and like the Rabbeinu Bachya says, shoychet ashar is k'makayish. So until now, shvichas damim was koyel two things. It was koyel somebody that kills a person and somebody that kills an animal. Now the Torah went ahead and the Torah says, noyach, because all the chayas and the behemoths were nitzel and yoschos. Now you're allowed to shecht an animal and a behemoth, but at the same time, it doesn't mean there's no shvichas damim. Shoyfech dama adam dam yishofech. That part of Shvichas Damim is still going to apply. It's only the first part that's going to be gone. But the second part is still going to be in place. A fascinating idea. It's an unbelievable idea. It's a concept of shechting an animal. It's like shechting a there you go. You want a makar to animal rights. I mean, this is it. But sheichet shar makeish. It's unbelievable. But there's this idea that if somebody goes and he kills an animal, and he's killing it, not litoelis, it could be on some level, there's an element, you're touching on shvichas damim. You're touching on shvichas damim. The pasuk seems to say, dam yechoshev le'ishahu dam shofach v'nichras ha'ishahu mikerev ame. I mean, what came to mind is the famous tshuva, the Neidah Yehuda. Maybe the most famous tshuva, and tshuva's Neidah Yehuda. The Yeridea Tinyana tshuva yud, where he was asked the shaila by a greiser gvir who wanted to know if it's okay for him to hunt. So he owned acres of property, and the way the Neid of Yehuda brings it, Poi Tirmois Kol Chaiseyar, he had the whole animal kingdom in his backyard, and he wanted to go hunting just because it's enjoying. But and it was something that he wanted to know. And then Yehuda goes, and first he discusses Sar Bali Chayim, then he discusses Bal Tashchis, then he discusses Unishmartim Oydlan Avshay Seichem. You're putting your life, it's a dangerous game, right? So is that something that you're allowed to do? Then he talks about the idea of Kir Natui, right? If somebody put himself in a matzav of sakana, it's maskir avinoisav. The punchline of the Neid Behuda is the following. He says, the whole shaila to me is a big chiddush. He says, you're hunting? He says, let's look in the Torah. Who hunted in the Torah? He says, I found two hunters, Nimrod and Esav. Ve'ein zeh darkei b'nei Avram. Yeah, this is the part they quote in Yeshiva. Ve'ein zeh darkei b'nei Avram Yitzchak ve'Yaakov. And he goes on to talk about that bottom line is that's the punchline, right? I'll tell you something else interesting. Another punchline that Yehuda says. He writes them at the end. He says, the truth is the whole Shiloh is so silly. And really, I shouldn't have answered this Shiloh. He says, ve'lulei ahavasi lahagvir hamefursim b'midas toifas. He was a gvir, clearly. The Yehuda says it several times. He was a gvir hamefursim. He was also mefursim b'midas toifas. Apparently, he was a good person. So he says, if not for the fact that you were a great gvir, I would never answer the Shiloh. Le'hayisi mizdakik le'heshav al shelazu. Aval le'hayisi yoideya. Sha'kvir v'chol beisai shapir shmayu. I know you have such a good reputation. Lo'chein ani tzorich lishmer b'kol koichi. Es kol b'nei beisai. I have to watch with all my koyach. This is so dramatic. V'chol koichi. Es kol b'nei beisai. Sh'lo yitnu mokoim l'soinei ha'gvir. Because I know that it's possible that the gvir has soinim. Says the reason I'm doing this is I want to protect you, because if you're going to go ahead and you're going to hunt, people are going to hear about it, they're going to talk about it, and the next thing you know, your family is going to lose its pristine reputation. So I feel that I have to protect your reputation. You're a gvir, I'm a forsen. I'm sure he was a big baltstalker, and the Yehuda must have been very machshiv there, and as a result he felt that he wanted to make sure that he got this tshuva. This is a tshuva that Klal Yisrael, this is a nevuah shehutzrach l'dayris, this tshuva, so we all benefited from this tshuva. But the Yehuda said he wasn't really going to write it. He was writing it to protect this person. And he said, because I know there's people that hate you. Why would people hate him? Sinna machmas kinna. Unbelievable. Sinna machmas kinna. But the bottom line is that is the truth of the Yehuda. And this adds a wrinkle to it. The Yehuda goes through every single element and permutation of what the issue would be to go hunting for pleasure. Maybe this Rabbeinu Bachya is a little bit of a maramaka.